my dentist appointment, it's like one of the most annoying experiences ever, simply because when I go there all the time, from the moment I step in, they're like, hello, Anthony. Sit down, Anthony. How you doing, Anthony? Open your mouth, Anthony. Open down, Anthony. Okay, Anthony. Stand up. Okay, Anthony. Have a good day. It's like this very, it's a very courteous thing, but they say your name so many fucking times as if they're going to forget it. It's like, guys, it's okay. Like, you don't have to, I don't know what person complained about you not saying their name enough times, but I don't need that. Hey, just tell me what to fucking do. Like, it's just a very annoying experience, right? I'm just trying to get my teeth straightened out because I've always wanted that. Like, me and my daughter joke around all the time. You know, I haven't had her on the podcast in a while. She's just been like, you know, just she's been a wrecking ball in school. I'm going to keep talking about that for a while. But, you know, it's just funny to me, though, man. When I'm the good news is the dentist noticed how white they get. And it's like, hey, listen, like, I noticed the teeth again. Why? You damn right. I'm working on this thing. I'm working on making sure that if I'm going to spend this money, if I'm putting myself in this debt to have Invisalign and to go ahead and have these teeth smiling and shit like that. Yeah, you're damn right. I'm going to make sure they look decent. So, you know, so I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean? So, and it's just crazy because the moment you leave there, they're just sending you like notifications, thank you reviews. And I don't know, the healthcare system. You know, I was getting on a tangent about that with my friend. I was going to talk. I mean, I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I was talking about that whole aspect of it, man. Like how terrible the system is. You know, he's having issues and they're not getting to the bottom of it. And I'm like, you know, like this healthcare here in the United States, they don't give a fuck. I was doing more research. It's talked about like out of the top 11 countries, like in the nation, the top 11 in the world. Like, we are so below that. Like, we're like, they're like in the major leagues as far as healthcare quality and the systems they have. And we're like minor league. We're like double A, you know, and we pump all this money. We pump all this money into healthcare. No one pumps more money into healthcare like we do, but we don't have the results that the other countries do. But you try telling that to the politicians and the first thing they're going to say, well, it's not scalable. Okay. Yeah, but we haven't even tried. You know, that's the shit that always bothers me about politics. You know, that's the thing that when I talk to people, I'm going to be going to an event this weekend for grownups. And, you know, I'm always around a lot of Trump people, a lot of people that are devout politicians. They love their politics on the federal level. You know, they couldn't tell me who the county commissioners are. They couldn't tell me who the tax collector is. They couldn't tell me who's on the school board that implements all these things that they're having to deal with every day. But they just care about Trump and Biden. I'm like, dude, you know, I don't have just no nuance. I just can't talk about it. I remember I was telling that to somebody when I was in the pool a while back. They were like asking me, okay, because that's the first thing I do. I tell them, hey, I don't vote. I don't care. Why? Because there's no nuance. Because when I watch Fox News, it's a biased view. When I watch CNN, this is supposed to be the news. I remember a time when the news was all the same. But it's not like that anymore. So I don't fucking get, like, you know, when you see that, when you see how it's become a fanatic mentality, I'm not going to go into that shit. Ugh, I don't even know, man. I took too much melatonin. I had to get some good sleep. But I've been working out. Actually, I'll go work out. What the fuck? Look at me. I went ahead and got a... I'm at a country club doing things, working out there and all this shit, you know? But I know what I wanted to talk about was how just seeing men. I mean, you know, I always go back to the relationships and stuff because that's what I talk to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of women about these things. And I think it's weird how men have this double standard. I was watching this comedian saying this. That's what spawned this thought. He was saying that if I'm gonna marry somebody, it's gonna be on two conditions. I'm either gonna be faithful to you and you only, or I'm gonna pay all of your bills. I'm not gonna do both. I was like, yeah, keeping it real. And I'm telling you, a lot of guys that have been, especially have been through marriage already and come through a divorce, I'm sure a lot of them will feel that way, because the one thing about men, it's like our biology is fucked up, right? Like we have this inner craving to have variety, more so than women. Like women are built like, okay, I'm gonna hitch my wagon on this guy, go from there. Like men could hitch their wagon as well, like being like, you my wife, but you know, I kind of want to fuck around with other women. You know, some guys do it on a crazier level than others, right? And I always say this, you know, and this is stuff that I'll tell my daughter. It's like, you know, when you're looking for a guy, you, and if you're worried about that, if you're truly worried about a guy cheating on you and fucking around with you, there's no 100% foolproof of that. But the one thing that can happen is if you are minimized, if you're how do I want to say it? If you understand the personality. So if a guy is self-regulating himself, meaning that he doesn't have the desire to go out with friends and socialize and to party and still act single while you're still in a relationship, then that's the guy you want to be with. Like you don't want to be with a guy that wants to go out and party and still go out and have fun and stay up to 4 o'clock in the morning, coming home to a wife and a kid. Because the likelihood of extracurricular activities happening is going to be likely, okay? And I think that people, you want a guy that just comes home, goes to work, comes home, and spends all his time at home, and he's just kind of a recluse. I'm not saying he's antisocial, but he doesn't like doing things unless he's with you, or he just rather be a loner in that sense. You know, you got to understand the personalities. Like I said, I mean, I always tell girls, like, hey, listen, if you want to deal with a guy that's been in the military, now, like, listen, if you met him before the military, like, if you met him, like, you guys were high school sweethearts, and he went off to the military, that's different. But if you're out there and you're 25 and you're out there, you know, meeting somebody and they're and they did a tour or two, I'm like, I don't know about all that. I'm not saying everybody, but, you know, you're going to deal with some headaches. Any cops, any firemen. I remember seeing an attorney talk about this. I think I may have done even a podcast about it. They said the most divorces she did was like firemen, policemen, military. I forgot what else it was like. But it was basically the things that I was saying to people. I was like, you know, you don't want to deal with that shit. Like you got to avoid certain personalities. Like if you're going to date an NBA player, like if you're going after that, you just can't reel that guy in and be like, oh, it's all about me. No, you're going to have to turn a blind eye like Cookie Johnson. You know, she had to turn a blind eye. I'm not saying she was happy about it, but you're not going to stop the pussy being thrown at the guy. Like I said, as men, we're not used to having the pussy being thrown at us. So the moment like we get to a position, like watching this Winning Time with Magic Johnson is fucking hilarious. Because and it's fiction, of course. It's kind of like very loosely. But I've read Magic Johnson's book. He talked about that openly. He talked about how you fucking women anywhere and everywhere. And it was like when you watch it and you see him in bed with three women, and then he gets up to call, you know, his current wife because he's still jonesing for her. It's like that's guys that's tapped into their, you know, once a guy taps into sexual activity, I think that's why they say don't. That's what the Bible says. Don't have sex until you're married, because it's like you're not going to know what you're missing out on. Right. It's like, so I get that, but it's just fascinating to me how that comedian talked about that, about he knows himself to know, hey, listen, I'm going to be one or the other. You're either going to be a 50-50 girl with me and I'm not going to cheat on you, but you're going to be holding up your end fully. And I know there's women out there like, fuck yeah, that's the way to do it. And it's like, believe me, there's a lot of women out there that if they could be home and take care of them, they would. They would definitely do that, right? So, but then there's other women out there that, you know, that are willing to turn a blind eye for the lifestyle. I've met them. I've dated them. Married women back in the day. You know, when married women would be like, well, I'm not leaving my situation. I get it. You got everything settled in. You got everything is good. You guys built an empire together. I get it. You know, so, but I think the problem is that women just don't understand that psychology. Like, how can you not be committed? Like, we as men are committed to you. And I'm not saying all men are like this. I'm just speaking in generality. So it's saying that I think men, they could be committed, but mistakes will happen along the way. If they have a coworker that's really into them, they have a great connection and it just becomes casual and something like that, so on and so forth. I've seen it. I remember this guy I used to work with. That's what he used to do. He used to just never see his wife. They were married. They weren't going anywhere. And he'll have a flavor of the month. He'll be like, okay, he's dating that coworker, or he's dating that other coworker, whatever it is. And it's like, damn. I mean, and the wife is nowhere to be found. Wife is not giving a fuck. It's like, shit. You know, like, she got it. She was like, man, you know, I ain't worried about this. He's taking care of me. So that's what it is for me anyway. You know, it's just that reality of understanding, hey, I'm not in my daughter, like I said, I'm going to tell her, it's like, you just got to understand who you are, right? As a woman, what do you want to experience? That's none of my business. And if you want to find a guy that's monogamous, then you have to find the monogamous traits. And sometimes those traits are going to be boring. You know, they're not going to be appealing. They're not going to be the most sociable guy. They're not going to be the guy that goes out there and it's because it's just a double-edged sword. Like, okay, you want a guy that's like, the problem with women is that they don't understand. They want to be attracted to a guy that everyone's attracted to, but that guy only wants them. And I'm like, that's not how God works, because when we do certain things that everyone finds attractive, it's like, then the temptation is always going to be there. And I know women are better at fighting that temptation because they don't like a body count. They don't like a body count. They don't like to feel like, okay, I'm having a body count, where guys don't really care about a body count. And that's more of a stigma in gender roles, right? Like, when it comes to Hugh Hefner, he could fuck a million women. Like, Will Chamberlain can fuck 20,000 women, and Magic Johnson can do what he did. And it's like, okay, he's still a good dude. Like, where if a woman had that same body count, that same experience, it's like, even porn stars, like, oh my God, they're fucking porn stars. They're fucking whores. It's like, come on, man. Like, they're humans just like us, you know? It's just that, for whatever reason, we have a double standard with that. So, that's why I don't like to operate in society norms a lot of times when it comes to these things, because, I mean, I don't sit there and explain it to people, because I think people are so conformed to how they want to live life, right? And how they see society and how they want society to be, deservingly so. But I think that when it comes to your personal preferences, if it's out of the box, I don't think it's something like, I know people that are like that. You know, I know people that are non-traditional, non-vanilla relationships where they're more open-minded. And you know, I was reading something, I'll leave with this, it talked about how men, as they get older, they're more wanting to experience variety. It's a psychology. It said, you know, men, because I was researching the biology of men and women, right? And it just brought up this article on psychology.com, and it talked about that. It said how men, as they get older, desire variety more. You know, when they're younger, they don't. But I think if you crave it as you're older, you crave it when you're young. You know what I'm saying? It's like one of those things. I think it's more of your personality. And I think it's one of those things that if you tapped into that. But like I said, men that are married, they play along, you know. And I'm just such a straight shooter. You know, my partner will say that I speak in riddles. I'm like, I don't speak in fucking riddles. I'm a straight shooter, man. Like, I tell, now if you don't understand it, that's on you. But I think I'm pretty straightforward. And but I think that the psychology of men and women is just a very fascinating one. And I think it all works out if you know yourself and if you understand the personalities that embody what you want to experience, right? If you want to have fun, you got to be with a social guy. But you can't. You got to understand that he may not be as faithful as you like him to be at some point. He may be in the beginning, right? Or he may have double standards, right? Men always have double standards. That's the funny thing about us guys. It's like, you know, when we get into those modes, we want to be like, we want to be the life of the party, right? We want to feel like this, it's our world. But for whatever reason, our women can't feel the same way, you know? I was reading about this Drake thing. I'll leave with this. Like, it was so funny. So savage, Drake. He was, he made a comment about dads and how they're supportive dads. There's nothing wrong with that. How he would be a supportive dad. And the guy goes, yeah, whatever. He was trolling him like, okay, I bet you like that with your ghostwriters. And he goes, and then Drake goes, you know what? I'm just going to follow your wife. I'm going to follow your wife and you know, message her and put a little excitement in her life. And, you know, for a lot of guys, they'll be bothered by that because it's like, oh, okay. Like, look at this guy, like a celebrity hitting on my wife. And it's like he messages her. It's fucking hilarious to me. You know, like I think it's because that guy, I bet you, you know, he's okay with fucking around with other girls, but if his wife is entertaining, even chatting with a celebrity, oh, my God, the jealousy.